can't believe we're saying this, but day 24 of the Daily Santa podcast. Day 24. Think about that for a minute. Day 24. I can't believe this. Okay, guys. There's a lot of nervous energy in the room. We're excited. We're excited that you are here. So happy that you came today to be part of the podcast. All right, let's count down. You're going to help me, right? Okay, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is day 24. Yes, day 24. Can you believe it? This is the daily podcast where together, we count down to Christmas one episode at a time. We have counted down every day for 24 days so far, and this is our Christmas Eve edition of the Daily Santa Podcast. For the latest on the show or to find out more about us, head over to DailySantaPodcast.com. That's DailySantaPodcast.com. Today we celebrate. We celebrate day 24, Christmas Eve. We celebrate the holidays with you and your family. And we celebrate you. Thank you for being our guest for this 25-day journey. You are amazing and we love creating this just for you. Here we go.
Hey, Twinkle. Yes. Day 24. Is this crazy? It's day 24. Do you remember day 1? It felt like yesterday was day 1. What's happened? Have we gotten older? I think we got older fast. Yeah, I'm excited to join. So let's do this. Let's go.
Hey everyone, it's your favorite elf, Sophie. So happy to be here. It's day 24. Is that true? Is someone playing a joke? Day 24. Really? Wow, I know what that means. Do you know what that means? It's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas. Wow. I hope I get some new Christmas socks and some coffee. I love coffee.
Hey guys, this is Kendall. I have a question for the group. What is your Christmas song misheard lyric? You know a song, where you thought you knew what the lyrics were, but then found out what you thought were the words, well they weren't. And you have been singing it wrong for, like, a long time. What is your song and what did you mishear?
Okay, when I was little, I thought this song went, he's making a list, of chicken and rice, gonna find out who's, naughty or nice. I couldn't figure out why Santa loved chicken and rice was so important to have to write it down.
I always wondered why Olive was never spoken of with all the other reindeer. In the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song, I thought it was Olive, other reindeer, used to laugh and call him names. Then someone told me, no, it is all of. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. Who is Olive?
So for me, I don't know why I always thought this, but instead of later on, we'll conspire as we sit by the fire. I thought it was later on, we'll perspire as we sit by the fire. So conspire, perspire. Yeah, so that was light.
When I was little, this was mine. You better not doubt. You better say hi. You better love trout. Can I have some pie? Not correct.
Yeah, when I think back for me, mine was the song Let It Snow. I got it mixed up with Let It Go. So it sounded like, you know, Let It Snow. Let it go! And that's not right. No, it's let it go! Let it go! Anyways, yeah, that was mine. That's mine.
Let's Let's go to Carla for today's interesting Santa facts.
Hi, this is Carla jumping in to share today's Santa fact of the day. Happy day 24, everyone. It is Christmas Eve. I only have a few hours left to get producer Dave and Jennifer's presents, so, right after this I am off to the mall. Wish me luck. Here we go with some holiday facts for day 24. Over half of American pet owners will buy gifts for their furry friends this Christmas, spending an overage of $46. German Christmas pickle custom. No one seems to know when this tradition began, but it has become customary for many families of German descent to hang a glass pickle ornament in their Christmas tree each year. Christmas on the beach. While residents of the Northern Hemisphere celebrate Christmas as a winter holiday, Australians do just the opposite. December is actually early summer in the Southern Hemisphere, so Aussies usually head to the beach for a big Christmas celebration. According to the Australian government, as many as 40,000 people gather at Bondi Beach, where Santa typically arrives by boat instead of by sleigh. According to tradition, something good will happen to the child that finds it. In some versions, the finder will receive good luck in the coming year. In other versions, the finder gets a special prize or treat. There is a town in India called Santa Claus. So there you go, dazzle your friends with the great Christmas facts and trivia. And when they ask you where you found all this great information, tell them that you heard it from Carla on the Daily Santa Podcast. Back to you.
Thanks, Carla, for all your hard work over the past 24 days. Thanks, Carla.
Hey, Twinkle, we have a voice message. Producer Dave said somebody has called and left a message. So, yeah, let's play it.
Yeah, Twinkle, we have a voice message from Amanda in Hyattsville, Maryland. Hyattsville, in the house. Here we go. Here's the message.
Hi, this is Amanda in Hyattsville, Maryland. Here is my question. What will you all miss when day 25 arrives and your daily podcast ends for now? You guys seem like a great team and you have so much fun together. Thanks for 25 days of fun and great content for my little kiddos. Christmas love to you all and to everyone listening around the world. We are like a big Daily Santa podcast family. Oh, and I tried the candy cane Christmas cookie recipe that Jennifer put on the DailySantaPodcast.com website. I am obsessed with these cookies, Jennifer. They are our new holiday cookie here in our home. Thanks for sharing, y'all.
Amanda, thanks for your call. Great to hear your voice message. Well, as the host for this show, I have to admit, I will miss being with this group every day. Each 12 to 20 minute daily episode takes 4 or 5 hours to create, produce and edit, and for us to do 25 in a row is a big task. Some podcasts don't get past episode 7, unfortunately, so 25 in a row is a big success that we get to celebrate together as a team and with you listening right now. This podcast has been about our audience from day one. We don't have commercials. This is a free podcast designed just for families. It is kid safe and meant to inspire anyone listening, no matter how old you are, to be, and to try to be, the best person that we can. So, I can safely say on behalf of everyone here, we will miss doing this for you on a daily basis. That is for sure. But we will be back with monthly episodes and more great things ahead. So go back and start again at day one and listen again to all the fun we have had. And just like Amanda, we would love to hear from you as well. Thanks, Amanda, for listening. Let's visit Kendall in the newsroom.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. This is Kendall, and this is your update on day 24 of the Daily Santa Podcast. In the news, Christmas Eve is here. The anticipation is high as last-minute preparations are underway for Santa's massive journey tonight around the world. Let's go now to our live, on-the-scene update from Walter. Walter, tell us about the scene there where you are.
Live on the scene here in the North Pole, this is your trusted source for the latest on Christmas Eve preparations around the North Pole. Well, everyone, I haven't a thing to say that hasn't already been said. We have done our best, all of you. Great job, everyone. Life can be hard when you are this close to the finish line, but I'm going to tell you something that I've kept to myself for years. None of you ever knew George the Elf Jip. It was long before your time. But you know what a tradition he is at Elf Notre Dame University. And the last thing he said to me, Walter, he said, sometime when the team is up against it and the hard times are beating the team, tell them to go out there with all they got and win just one more for the Jipper. I don't know where I'll be then, Walter, he said, but I'll know about it and I'll be happy. I am proud of this team, Kendall. We need to celebrate what we have done and will continue to do. For all the children, families, and friends that count on us each year. For Santa and for you, we got this. Tonight we work, and we will work very hard. But tomorrow, we will celebrate. This is Walter for the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Thanks, Walter. Happy holidays to you and your family. In other news, Santa is asking all elves and residents of the North Pole to show extra love and care for each other on this, the busiest day of the year. With all these last-minute preparations, last-minute shopping, family preparations, travel and mini panic that comes along with the holiday, Santa is encouraging all of us to find some time for ourselves, to take a moment just for us. A short break to refuel, listen to a podcast, read a book, watch the stars, or play with our family. Life goes by fast, we need to enjoy every moment, and enjoy these moments with the ones we love. So that is our homework. Thank you, Santa, for that reminder. Let's check our Christmas Eve forecast. To the weather guy, happy holidays to you.
Across Canada, there's a large snowstorm happening right now. Here in the North Pole, we call that a Tuesday. So enjoy your holiday and everyone be safe. Thank you. Back to you.
Thanks, weather guy. Finally, Santa has found time for a short nap in preparation for tonight's all-night journey. Let's check in on Santa in his living room by the fireplace to see if he is awake at the moment. Shh. Let's quietly check in on him. Working nights is not fun, and for all those people that work while the rest of the world sleeps, we thank you. Doctors, nurses, caregivers, police, firefighters, paramedics, city workers, elves, retail workers stocking our stores. Just like Santa, you are important, and without you, the rest of us would not have what we need every day to keep going. Thanks for listening to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Enjoy your Christmas Eve. And remember to go to bed early tonight to give Santa more time to complete his journey. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Michael, all of us have put in so much work to make the podcast. It's been so much fun. It is time to celebrate, and I think that's what you want to talk about today, is that we need to celebrate when something good happens. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to talk about. So yeah, let's go to you, Twinkle, and our topic for today.
Here we are on day 24 of the Daily Santa Podcast. For the past 23 days, we have put out a challenge for you to do something that will add your name to Santa's nice list. We have even talked about what happens if you make a mistake. We all make mistakes. Yes, even Santa makes mistakes. If you have tried even one of the 23 suggestions we offered here on the Daily Santa Podcast, congratulations. Now it is time to celebrate. To celebrate you. When we try something new, or learn a new thing, we need to stop and ask, what have we done to celebrate? Celebrating every day is the goal for day 24. Here are 5 simple ways to celebrate your everyday. 1. Start every day with a celebration. Every day is a gift. What are you thankful for? Your family. Your pet goldfish. Your friends. When you begin your day with celebration, you will have more joy for the rest of your day. 2. Celebrate the small things. We shouldn't only celebrate the big things. Little things matter. Right, selfie? When we celebrate the little things in life that we did well, it makes us stronger. If you start feeling like you are not getting better, Celebrate all the awesome things that you do on a daily basis. 3. Celebrate others. This tip has a double bonus. When you celebrate someone else, both of you feel awesome. When you celebrate someone else for the little things, they feel valued. When you celebrate all the good things others do for you, it helps you appreciate others more and it helps others feel great too. Now that's a double win. 4. Do a big celebration. Sometimes you need to start a parade. Someone has to lead the band down the street and kick this off. Don't wait for someone else to celebrate something good. You start the party. 5. Celebrate before bed. Just as you begin every day in celebration, let's end the day celebrating as well. Remember, celebration is an attitude. Again, if you tried any of the tips we shared here on the Daily Santa Podcast, let's celebrate. We would love to hear from you. With your parents' help, go to dailysantapodcast.com. That's dailysantapodcast.com. And leave us a message by email or even better by voice message. You can find it all on dailysantapodcast.com. Tell us what you are celebrating. We want to celebrate along with you as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of day 24 here on the Daily Santa Podcast. We will be here tomorrow for day 25 and we hope that you will be back right here with us. For more on our podcast and to connect with us anytime, head over to dailysantapodcast.com. You will find links to the things we talk about, our YouTube podcast playlist, options on where to hear the show on the go, a link to our Spotify Christmas playlist, and more about all of our other great podcasts that are available. Bye for now.
Thanks everybody for being part of day 24. See you tomorrow for day 25. By the time you hear tomorrow's episode, Santa has already been to your place. He's been around the world, and we'll get some feedback from Santa on his trip. How about not? He's made some time just for us, so I'm looking forward to that. Everyone have a safe holiday. Kids, go to bed early so that your parents can get ready as well for Christmas, and everyone can go to bed early so Santa can come to your house sooner. So everyone go to bed early, okay? And be safe. Take care of yourself. Being with you here on the Daily Santa Podcast. See you tomorrow for day 25. And yes, there are bloopers. So here's a few for you to make you smile. And oh, don't forget, Santa loves his cookies and milk. Candy cane cookies for sure. See you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, this is your favorite elf, Sophie. It's Christmas Eve, and I have so much shopping to do. Like, I have to buy a lot of stuff. So, if we can be done early, that would be great, so I could go shopping. I kind of forgot to do it earlier this year because of the podcast. So, any chance we can be done early? Okay, well, it might be gift cards for everyone. hope you like gift cards. Okay, here we go.
Guys, I don't know what I'm going to do with my time after the podcast is over. It's going to be this big space in my day. So, yeah, and I don't get to use this button anymore. So I'm going to use it a couple more times here. And again. And again. This has been so much fun, guys. Looking forward to day 25. And see you tomorrow. Right, everybody?
Yeah!
Excited? All right.
Merry Christmas.